Well, as we have been so readily reminded of already, camp meeting starts next Sunday night. And are you ready for the promises of God to be fulfilled in your life? You know, in the natural, camp meeting just doesn't happen. Just because you say we're going to have a camp meeting. There is a lot of work that goes in to the preparation for camp meeting. You know, you got to get all of the speakers lined up and all the printing, everybody that, you know, and everything in line, ushers and everything. The campus, we have to try to get the campus looking good because we don't want them to come in and see a bunch of weeds. You know, but as individuals, we need to get ourselves ready for the promises of God in the Word to come to pass in our lives, as we said in the meetings. You know, you can go just sit in the meetings and, oh, well, that's good. Yeah, all right, yeah. Or you can stir yourself up to receive all that God has for you during camp meeting. You know, we need to learn to raise our voice and declare God's promises over our lives, not just at camp meeting, not just at church, but all the time. You know, we need to let go of some things that may be hindering you from receiving everything you need from God. You know, if you're going to go forward, you have to let go of what's behind you, the past. You know, the children of Israel going into the promised land, Joshua 1:10, Joshua gave some commands. Now I want you to notice it says, then Joshua commanded the officers of Israel. A command is not a suggestion. A command means you do it. And don't ask no questions. If you've been in the military, you know that. He commanded the officers of Israel, go through the camp, tell the people, get their provisions ready. In 3 days, you'll cross the Jordan River and take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you. He says here, you will take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Now let's look at a little background here. You know, sometimes we read scripture, but we need to sort of look at this thing a minute. Hey, Moses had just been taken. He had just been taken to heaven. Now, and they got a new leader named Joshua. And these people now have to believe that Joshua is capable of leading them. You know, they've been used to Moses. Moses said he was it. And now they have a new leader, and he's telling them to get ready. In 3 days, they're going into the promised land, and they're right there by the Jordan River. And they look at the Jordan River, and it's in flood stage. Man, that's something. You're transitioning to a new leader, and he's telling you, "Get ready. In 3 days, we're going across a river that's in flood stage." Wait a minute. Hey, God, you know what you're doing here? But yeah, let me tell you something. God's timing is not always our timing. You know, we got to learn to move when God moves and be ready to do it. He's telling these people, get ready. Get the provisions. You know, we got to learn when God is ready to move according to his word, then we need to be in a position to receive. Now, here he is. He said, get everything ready. Now, what's it mean, get your provisions ready? Well, these people have to start packing up because they are camped along the river there. They have to start breaking everything down, getting the camp ready. They have to start packing their provisions. How many of you have gone on a trip or a vacation this summer already? Did you just go out and get in the car and crank it up and take off? No, you had to make some. You had to make some provisions. You got to make sure that the car is all got all service and got fuel and everything. And you had, how many of you had to pack a suitcase? And if you got kids in the car, you got to pack a ice chest with all kinds of stuff in it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? If you're a parent or a grandparent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And then as you get ready to go on trips many times with if you have older kids, like teenage years, 10 years in the middle of the teenage years, you got to take a friend with you. Any of y'all ever had to do that? Let me see your hand if you had to do that. Yeah. Been there, done that. But see, they had to get ready to do this. Now, they not only do they have to get themselves ready in the natural, but they got to get their mind ready. They got to get their thinking, hey, we can do this. God said it, we can do it. You know, now, he said, in 3 days, we're going to cross. So he's giving them a chance. Now, the first thing that they've got to do is cross a river that looked impossible. But you know what? You can't wait till everything is in line. You got to move when God says move. Amen. See, we're coming up on camp meeting. Start getting yourself ready right now. That's why I'm preaching this message to you ahead of time. Get yourself ready to receive. Oh, I've heard that before. Listen, let me tell you a little secret. If you will listen to a sermon, I don't care if you've heard it 100 times. If you have prepared yourself to receive, then you'll get something different out of it. Remember, I grew up and traveled with my dad for many, many, many years. I've heard him preach more sermons in live than y'all have. Now, y'all might have heard him. Y'all may have played tapes or CDs or something. You watching him? Some of you watch him on YouTube now. I don't know who put all that stuff on there. Somebody did. But anyway, hey, I heard him preach the sermon after sermon after sermon after sermon after sermon on the same scripture, Mark 11:23. But you know what? I learned as I still got older that, you know, in my 16, 17 years old, I started saying, well, wait a minute. If I listen to what he's saying, I'm getting something different every time. See, you got to prepare yourself. Hey, I'm going into that service. I don't have any preconceived idea. I'm just going to receive. Then, if you do that, You're gonna come out of camp meeting next week. You're gonna come out on top, way on top. Now let me tell you something. Circumstances and situations will arise to try to keep you from getting what you need to get at camp meeting. They had a river to cross. Now, I'm into my other part of the sermon already. So now Joshua says in 3:5, just before they go across the river, then Joshua told the people, purify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. Now here they have got to let go of everything. Purify means to cleanse. Then they've got to get rid of all the doubt. They got to get rid of everything. They have to get rid of it and get themselves ready to follow the directions of the Lord. You know, they were to consecrate themselves to the task that was before them. What was the task? To take the promised land. See? 1:11. Take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you. Giving you. Take possession of every promise that's in the book. Next week, the move of God will be in our midst. But you will only receive as much as you're ready to receive. Nobody can make you or force you. But if you're ready to receive, in the natural, get everything in place so you can be here for the meetings. See, that's one of the things you have to do to get ready. Now, as you look at this, without getting themselves ready, would they have been able to do what they did? No, you can't wait till the last minute to get ready to move out. You know, they were camping. They had to get themselves ready. Without getting ready, they would have never been able to receive all the blessings that God had for them. Now, somebody said, well, it's too hard. God's not going to ever ask you to tell you to do something that's too hard. Whatever he tells you to do, he'll line up with the promises of God. You know, the people were ready to receive. They were ready to go into the promised land. They were ready. This is the younger generation. The old generation had died off. These are the people, let's see, from what was it, 18 years and down and above, was it? Something like that. So this is not the old generation. This is the new generation. And they've been living in that wilderness, or the desert really is what it's like. They call it wilderness, but it's desert. For 40 years, because their ancestors, their parents and grandparents refused to go in the land. Now they're tired of this. Are you tired of dwelling where you are? Then get ready. Get ready to move into new possession, new lands. Now, I want you to notice what they told Joshua in verses 16 through 18 of that first chapter. Now, the Lord had told Joshua back up there in Joshua 1, 8, and 9 up in there. He had told Joshua, be strong and courageous. Told him that three times. But now look at what the people say. Joshua had told them all this, what they're going to get ready. We're going to cross the River Jordan, blah, 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 blah. He'd be telling. Now, here's what they said. They answered Joshua, we will do whatever you command us. We will go wherever you send us. We'll obey you just as we obeyed Moses. And the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Anyone, look here. Anyone who rebels against your orders and does not obey your words and everything you command will be put to death. So be strong and courageous. Here is a group of people that is tired of the same old thing every day. They want to go to the new land. And I mean, they are so strong. They said, anybody that doesn't want to go and disobeys, we're going to get rid of them. That's what he said. Did you read it? That's what he said. Why? Because they were tired of being in the wilderness because they could have been raised in the promised land. Instead, they grew up in the wilderness, in the desert. They grew up when they could have grown into the promised land if their parents and grandparents would have went across the river. Remember, they sent the spies in. They came back, 10 of them said, we can't take the land. Oh, it's really nice and it's really beautiful. Look at this fruit. It's really great. But the people over there are big and we can't do it. Joshua and Caleb said, yes, we can. They were the only two of the old generation that went in. Because they kept trying to get the rest of them to go. Said, come on, let's go. We can do it because God said so. God has given us this land. No, we can't. We can't go. And God said, all right. You don't want the promised land? Then you're going to die right here. Now, let me show y'all something here. They didn't get the promised land, but God still took them. He just didn't cast a plumb out. They didn't get the promised land. They refused to follow God. This new generation said, hey, we're going to the promised land. We're tired of this. Some of you may have been living in the wilderness. Get ready to go to the promised land. Next week, get ready. Because you are going to experience new things and a new breakthrough. Now look at this in Joshua 3:14. Look here. Look at this. So the people left their camp to cross Jordan, and the priests who were carrying the ark went ahead of them. It was harvest season. The Jordan was overflowing its banks. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the ark touched the river's edge, the water above that point began to back up a great distance away to a town called Adam near Zaratan. And the water below flowed down to the Dead Sea until the riverbed was dry. Then all the people crossed over near a town called Jericho. Now, I want you to notice something. It wasn't until the feet of the priests that were carrying the Ark of the Covenant got in the water before anything happened. They just didn't stand there and wait. He said, go across the river. They started to cross. Now here, let me show you something. What was in that ark? The power and the presence of God dwelt in the Ark of the Covenant. It was when the feet of the priests with the power of God stepped in the river that something happened. You may be going through all kinds of situations and circumstances. Hey, the greater one's on the inside of you. You got the power of God on the inside of you. So you come, step into the water, come on to the meetings and watch God move. See, God doesn't move until you move with the power. You got the power. See, nothing happened until the power of God touched the river. When the power of God touched the river, it stood up. I want you to notice, it stood up on one side because the River Jordan flows down from the north to the south. It stood up on one side and the rest of it just drained off down to the Dead Sea. Come on. Obeying the instructions of God caused the power of God to be manifest. But now I want to show you something. They had a great miracle. They went across the river. And what is the first thing they saw? The greatest walled city it had ever been. But Joshua said, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to march around this place one time a day for 6 days. Now, they had just crossed the River Jordan at flood stage. And that's looked like an impossible thing. And now they're going to take a city by walking around it. No military person would, you're not going to take a city by walking around it. But they said, we're going to do whatever you say. There they are. Now they just had a great, great experience with God. See, as you may have had some great experiences with God, but get ready for a greater one. Because going across the river at flood stage, that's a great experience. But taking a walled city, that's going to be something else. So they marched around, just like he said. On that seventh day, they blew the horns, they hollered, they yelled, they screamed, and the walls came down. So, hey, release the supernatural power of God by walking around your situation. I don't care what your situation is. Walk around it. You may have to do it just in your mind, but walk around it. And praise God all the time you're doing it. Supernatural things happen because people obey God. As long as they obey the instructions that was given to the leader, things happened. And you know what? They were prepared to receive. Unless you're prepared to receive, you're not going to receive. See, some people think they're ready, but are you really? Peter thought he was ready. He said in Luke 22:23, Lord, I'm ready to go to prison with you, even die with you. And it wasn't very many days later until he stood there at the mock trial. I said, I'm not one of them. I don't even know who that is. Yeah, you're one of them. We know you are. No, not me. Mm-mm. You got me mixed up with somebody else. It's not me. Somebody else came back. He said the same thing 3 times. Hey, he had just said he's ready to go to prison. He's ready to even die. He wasn't really. He thought he was. But I want to tell you something. He changed. I received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And the same Peter that was denying Christ stood in the marketplace and preached a mighty sermon. And 3,000 people came to the Lord. See what happens when you get yourself ready? He wasn't ready. But he went out and repented. And he was there in that upper room when all of a sudden there was a sound of a mighty wind. And fire came and set up on each one of them, according to Acts 2. And they all began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And that same Peter, when he got ready, the power of God came on him. And now he's not afraid to stand in front of anybody and say, "The Lord is the Redeemer. This Jesus that you crucified is the same Jesus that will set you free. This Jesus that you crucified is the same Jesus that will heal you. This Jesus that you crucified is the same Jesus that will change everything in your life." You see, he thought he was ready, but he wasn't ready until he stirred up the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of him. The children of Israel got ready, and when the power of God hit the river, it stood up. They got ready to receive the promised land, take the promised land. And when they marched around the Jericho, it came down. Come on now. I don't care what you're facing. Keep yourself ready. Keep yourself ready to receive at all times. Not just getting ready for this next week. Thank God that's going to be a special time of refreshing. But stay ready all the time. Every day. Every hour. To receive the anointing of God. Stay ready. You know, there's a fellow by the name of Joseph in the Bible. And you know what? God moved in his life, and then all kinds of things happened, but he never let go of the dream. He stayed ready at all times, in all of his circumstances. He marched through them all. They weren't fun. But in the end, because he stayed ready to receive the promises of God, he marched out on top. And because he marched out on top, the children of Israel were able to go to the promised land. See, it may look like something's not happening. It may look like everything's going bad. Just keep on believing. Keep a great attitude. God is God. When many things have happened in my life, I said, God is still God. I don't care what happened. God's still God. By staying ready, keeps God working in the situation. Stay ready with your faith. Believe in God. Yeah, but I don't see nothing. I don't feel nothing. Who cares? What'd God say? They went across there. It's hard. But God said it, so they went. I'm telling you, if you will stay ready with an attitude of, I don't care what happens, God is still God, and I'm going to possess my land. It's important to stay ready at all times. Stay ready. Turn to your neighbor and say, stay ready. Stay ready. Turn to your other neighbor and say, are you ready? Point to yourself. Ask yourself that question. Am I ready? Am I really ready? Or are you like Peter, just saying words? Lord, I'll go to prison. I'll die for you. I'll die with you, he said. But he didn't really mean it. But once he stirred the power of God inside of him, things change. It's time to declare with your mouth, things are going to change. It's time to declare with your mouth, I receive all of the promises of God. It's time to declare, I'm staying ready at all times, everywhere. See, some people think you just got to come to church to get it. No, this is a good place to come to recharge. But you can receive anywhere, anytime, anywhere you are. God responds to faith. God responds to those that will believe his word and act upon it. Are you ready? Are you ready? He's going to lead you and guide you in some different ways. You're going to begin to see some things differently as you prepare yourself. As you said in the services, you're going to see some different things. As you go home and ponder and meditate on what you've heard from the word, all of a sudden, you're going to know the answer. The answer that you've been looking for is not in the natural. It's in the spiritual. And now I'm speaking by the Spirit of God. The answer you need will never come to you by natural means. It will only come to you as you immerse yourself in the power of God, and he will speak to you. You are looking for a manifestation instead of listening to the Spirit. Remember my prophet in the Old Testament. There was wind and fire and earthquake, and I wasn't in it. But I spoke to him in the still small voice. I was there. I told him to go to this place, and there I would take care of him. I told him to go to this place, and there I would take care of him. As you listen to what I tell you to do and do what I've commanded you to do, you will find that it will be there where you receive your blessing. It will be there where you receive. But you've got to be ready, and you've got to be there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For some of you, you're there is going to be next week. Right here is going to be you're there. God is going to meet you there. Where is he going to meet you? Where you're ready to receive. Hallelujah. Anybody get anything out of this morning? Now I realize I talked about being ready for next week. But I want to tell you something. You need to be ready all the time. Not just next week, all the time. Be ready every time you hear every time you hear the word, every time you read the word. Be ready to receive. Get up every morning and say, Lord, I'm ready to receive whatever you have for me today. I'm ready. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. Father, help each of us to get ourselves ready to receive. Father, may we always be ready to receive the promises that belong to us as the children of Israel possess their land. Father, as we live our life of salvation here, which is our promised land, help us to be ready to possess everything that you have for us. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. With heads bowed and eyes closed, you may be in this place. And you have never received Christ as your Savior. I was just talking about today in the message. Hey, he is here right now to change your life. If you need to rededicate your life, like Peter See, Peter needed to rededicate. He had to rededicate his life, but look what happened after he did. Anybody in this place right now, you need Christ, or you need to rededicate your life to God. Let me see your hand now. Anywhere in this room, there are some people in this room that need to understand what I'm saying to you. Thank you. I see that hand. Are the others? There's a hand back there. Thank you. I see that one. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. There's over here. Praise God. I mean, some of you think you're ready, but you're not. You're not where you need to be. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, how many of you say, hey, listen, I know what it is to be born again or saved, but I have never had the experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Than what I was talking about a while ago. And you'd say, I want to receive the Holy Spirit. Let me see your hand. Anywhere in the room, you want to be filled with the Spirit today. Everybody stand, please. Everybody stand up. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, and wanted to raise your hand, I want you to meet me right down the front. And I want to pray with you. And you won't leave here like you came. If you need Christ, if you need to rededicate your life, if you want to receive the Holy Spirit, come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. If you're in the balcony, the ushers will help you down here. You need to get on down here right now. There's several people that need to get down here. I'm waiting on you. Come on. Come on. I'm waiting on you. Come on now. There are more hands than this raised. Praise the Lord. Bless your man. Praise the Lord. Come on. Come on right here. That's great. Help him down here, man. Come on. There's more people that raise their hand. Come on. There's more of you should have raised your hand. Come on. If you wanted to raise your hand, should have raised your hand. Come on down here. Come on down here. Bless you, man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Anybody else going to come? Come on now. Now's the time to change your life forever. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, guys. Things going to change for y'all today. I got three little books in my hand. New Birth, In Him. Talk about who you are in Christ. White Tongues. Talk about the Holy Spirit. If I said I'm going to give them to you, I put them out here like this. What you got to do to get them? Take them. You got them. They're yours. Hey, y'all going to get them same books in just a minute. I just did that as a little experiment. I can give you a book, but I can't give you what you come down here to get, because it's a spiritual thing. It comes from heaven on high. Just as he reached his hand out, I want y'all to reach one hand toward heaven. I don't care which one it is. Congregation, reach your hands toward him as I pray for him. Heavenly Father, I thank you now that every spiritual need in these lives will be met today. Salvation, rededication, infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hand down and look at me for just a moment. I'll ask you to go to a place of prayer where you can be prayed with individually. Okay? Get those books. Where y'all going? Become it's we call it prayer room this morning, but every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock it becomes a classroom called Turning Point. And you say, what in the world is that? Well, it's just a few classes to get your life turned on to God or get it turned back on to God. And I'd like to see you in those classes next Sunday morning about 9 o'clock is when it happens. They'll tell you more about it. See, Greg right there, would you follow him to that place where you get those books and be prayed for individually? God bless you guys as you go. Thank you for going, coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As I was praying there with them, the Lord said that there are those of you that are watching that you need to rededicate your life to God. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. This congregation is going to repeat it after me, and I want you to repeat it. If that's you, you say, I need to rededicate my life to God. I know I'm not where I should be. I want you to just raise your hand wherever you are. And if you're driving a car, stop and raise your hand. And let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. He came, he lived, he died, and he rose again, all for the salvation of mankind. You said in your holy word, if I would believe that in my heart and make that confession with my mouth, and you've heard me make that confession with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. He is the Savior. I believe. I thank you now that my life has changed forever. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with us, go to your computer and go to partnerservices@rhema.org. Partnerservice@rhema.org, and tell us about it. And if you write in, we'd be glad to send you those three books. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I preached myself happy this morning. Hallelujah. How many of you realize we have to stay ready all the time? And we can look in the Word of God and see what happens after you stir up the power of God. You take the power of God to the situation. You don't stand back and pray, Lord, I'm waiting on you. Lord, move in my midst. No, go toward it. And with your mouth open, commanding it to desist in the name of Jesus. Amen. Connection team, go find our first time guests and take them to the connection room. We're so glad that you chose to be with us today. We thank you for coming. And if you're looking for a church home, like we said, welcome home. Praise the Lord. Well, on rhema.tv, we had 1,884 watching. And Facebook, we had 893. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got those people are with us every Sunday. That's what they call the e-church. Glad to have you. Praise God. Well, we got night, 6 o'clock right here. Be here Wednesday night, hour of power. And then I'll be here next Sunday morning. And then I'm going to kick camp meeting off next Sunday night. All right. Y'all come believing. Y'all come expecting. You can see where all of I'm at the south door if you want to see me. You can see where other pastoral staff members are. They're going to sing a song. And then they're going to dismiss you. We'll see you tonight, 6 o'clock. My last remark to you, are you ready, really?